Our prelude is Silver Rainbow by Robin Park, played by Mary France. Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Robin Proud. My pronouns are she or hers. I'm a member of the program committee. Louder? Is that better? I'm delighted to be here. Can we go louder? Okay. I am delighted to be here. Last week we were away, so this is my first time being with all of you, and it's somewhat miraculous. We'll all get to celebrate with music. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. Since the weather is a bit iffy, we're going to prioritize the music, and then if the weather holds, we'll circle back to our other elements like announcements and the joys and concerns. Just so you know, it might be a little different from your program. Our opening song, She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, led by Bar Park, Barbara Chatterton, Fry, and Rod Fry. Oh, yes.
Well, we picked this one before we knew we could sing, and it has motions, which we expect you all to do. And there's a little story that goes with it. When I was hiking in Alaska one time by myself, going up this mountain, you know, there's bears, and you're supposed to make noise. So I'm climbing this mountain, and I'm singing the whole way up. And the whole way back, she'll be coming round the mountain. So we rewrote this a little bit. It's different than what you have in your program. So ignore that. Just follow us. Watch us. And we expect you to do the motions. We expect you to sing, which, like I said, when we first planned this, we weren't expecting singing before the CDC said, oh, yeah, you can sing. Oh, okay. So we're going to get started. Yeah, just watch us, not the words that you got, because we eliminated the pajamas and we added a few.
We had a prairie themed person. Yeah.
So Barbara's going to sing in the mic. I'm going to come up down here and kind of be a little more intimately helping you.
Chalice lighting, and maybe some of you like me have not seen this fabulous chalice. This is by George Bernard Shaw. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch, which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. Now we have Fantasy for Horn by Malcolm Arnold, played by John Wonderman.
You don't have much room today. We hope you have a little. But this is a piece by a 20th century English composer, Malcolm Arnold. He's
written
for only
50 words,
and it has a lot of different sections.
Can't hear you, John.
Oh, sorry. So this is a piece written by a 20th century English composer, and there are a lot of different sections, and you will hear bits of English folk songs in it. And I think you'll be able to hear me.
Thank you.
Now, Dan Proud will do the words slash reading. Can't hear?
Just talk loudly.
All right. Yeah. We'll have a brief word slash reading, and then we will go into all the music.
Yeah.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, the musicians are going to perform now. You know what order you're in, I think.
We were waiting to be announced.
No, we're not announcing everyone. They're all in the program.
All right, so this morning as I was tuning up my guitar, one of the tuning pegs broke. The bar that goes right through the turn just broke right off. So fortunately I had a second guitar, but I'm not used to it. So just be prepared. We can move this mic so that Carol can be better heard than me. It'll take us a moment to get adjusted.
And there's a long hair to get rid of. And thank you.
that was last summer. I guess that was last year. I forgot to take my glasses off, so I couldn't see properly. All right, so our next song is Elizabetha, and it's a cumbia. That's a national dance of Colombia, and it has traces of indigenous music, African American music, and Latin American music. So you might be able to hear that. You might be able to hear this. When I was just practicing the rhythm yesterday, Patty started dancing to it, so she got the idea.
On Zoom. It's going to be a brother and sister act. Okay, so this is going to be a this is a Welsh I arranged for harp. The name of this is Adonalin, which means picture, and it's inspired by Albrecht Dürer from way back, you know, what, 16th century, to praying hands.
Stereo.
That's all right.
So what a lot of nice harmonic. What a lot of nice harmonics with those two harps. And I have a new 12-string guitar. And it also has harmonics, not as pretty as those have. But we'll have fun. Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. How can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, we'll still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? That deserted shore, your fickle friends are leaving. But then you know it's time for them to go. But I will still be here. I've no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? And I'm not alone while my love is near me. And I know it will be so until it's time to go. So come the storms of winter and then the birds in spring again. I do not fear the time. Who knows how my love grows? Who knows where the time goes? The song by Sandy King. You may remember a folk band called the Fairport Convention.
Well, it's nice that the birds came in right on cue. We don't know if we'll be amplified or not. Does it sound like we are? Not back in the back. I think I can give you a little more. Okay, somewhere in my broken heart. Oh, yes, we're amplified. kind of like what comes next after that first one. I mean, after what Ron just played and sang. Yeah.
know, how does the tune go? Help me out. I don't know that that's the right tune yet, is it?
Oh, you're close, Mary.
These two pieces were written by Bob Park's son, Zobin, and I understand he was a teenager when he wrote these selections, and Bob kindly loaned me a book of his compositions. And so this is the second one, the one from his book. I've enjoyed playing them. He wrote them to be quite easy to play. So any mistakes are mine, not the
next music will be accompanying our offering, and I'll just mention that we're sharing our offering with the Wilma's Fund, which is a project of Outreach LGBTQ Plus Community Center to provide relief for homelessness. And we actually have baskets that we're passing around. Thank you.
saying four jigs, so if anyone can jig. I don't know if you can do it on glass, though.
We're calling this, or the thought behind this was to be a musical reunion for all the musicians in the, not all the musicians, but some of the musicians in the Prairie. We haven't been able to play together or be with you for over a year now. So this is our first opportunity. And I had this kind of Patty. I wanted to invite all the musicians to come up and help lead the singing on this. I'm missing somebody. Patty's not going to help. Okay. All right. So anyway, this is a sing along, everybody. Participation. This is the closing song.
You can sing too. Okay.
Come on, there's a mic right here. This is not for the shy and retiring.
We are musicians who perform. Okay. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between the brothers and the sisters. Oh, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land, I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out warning, I'd ring out love between the brothers and the sisters. All over this land, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land, I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, the big land. Well, I've got a hammer, and I have bells. I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the hammer of freedom. It's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, this land, it's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between the brothers and the sisters. Oh, over this land. Good, thank you. Over the hills I went one day, a dreaming of myself and you, and the springtime of years since first we met, and all that we've been through. May I not with delight still dream of the years of the summer and fall to be, and the many, many verses still to be sung in the battle of you and me. That's Pete Seeger.
I think it was ballad.
The ballad of you and me.
I've been married 47 years. All right.
So we do have time to share some joys and concerns. I just mentioned a couple of announcements. They are in the order of service, but few things to be aware of. We will be having an outdoor program next week for the summer solstice, and then another one for 4th of July, which might feature popsicles. And then we will be inside. To make that possible, there's a moving and cleaning party June 26th. There's information in your order of service.
Now, how are we doing the microphones today?
Joys and concerns. People can come up. Okay. So, do we have anyone who wants to express something? I'm just delighted to be here. Early on in the shutdown, there was a movie theater marquee that said something like, "Close, see you on the other side." And I don't think we knew how long that would be and how challenging for some people. So, it's great to be here.
Well, I'm very happy to be here too. Our joy this past week was a visit from our grandson and his wife and three teenage kids. And they were there for 2 days, and we just had a wonderful time. And although my grandson had been to see us, the kids had Their mom had never been to our new place, and we've been living there for 9 years. But we had seen them in their various homes. And so that was pretty nice. And I told the kids they weren't old enough to move into Capitol Lakes yet, but they sure enjoyed it. Of course, the sorrows are that family get-togethers usually happen after someone dies. So this was especially
nice. I've got one. Our daughter Jenny just announced her engagement yesterday.
A bit of a cheat because it's an announcement, Joy, which is for those of you who are interested, the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, which always happens in June every year, is starting this Wednesday. Prairie does offer scholarships for those who are interested, and we have room for more people if you want to attend. It is $200, but it's all online, and even though it is several days, you wouldn't have to attend every minute. We do have 3 people already that are attending, but there's still room for more. And if you're interested, please let our administrator, Dan Clark, know.
Oh, and my daughter, Casey, was visiting a month ago. She said, "I'm so looking forward to just being able to walk over and have breakfast with you, Mother." And yesterday we did it. So she's sleeping in today because she's a little jet lagged from her flight from Alaska, but she'll be joining us. I'm figuring choir starting in September, and I just pulled music today to give to Carl for us to work on. So, and I'm already thinking about what we're going to sing for the dedication of, because I'm assuming we're going to do a dedication of the new building. So we'll be working on something for that too. So yes, it's coming.
Ron and I had a wonderful post-COVID trip out to Colorado. It was just amazingly wonderful. We were in Colorado Springs, and then we went to Gunnison to meet my son's girlfriend's parents. And I felt like even if they break up, we are still friends for life with those people. And I saw my cousin, and we almost saw Ann Pryor in Wyoming, but that was too ambitious of a trip. I said, yes. And then I'm like, oh, we can't really manage going up to Wyoming and down. But then we stopped at the last minute in Fairfield, Iowa, and saw my close friends who are ex-in-laws, and we had a wonderful time, and Ron bought the guitar from Adam while we were there. So it was such a wonderful trip. If we have any guests or visitors or people who haven't been here for a while who want to introduce themselves, feel free to do that too.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't welcome my sister Kit from Mount Morris, Illinois. Kit, I 2 hours south, and we have been playing and learning, taking lessons on harp for a few years, and over the past year, we've only got together once or twice, I think. So it's really a treat to be able to play together again in person. Well, and thanks for coming out, Kit.
All right, if we have no other joys and concerns or announcements, we can all enjoy speaking to each other. And as I mentioned, when we saw some family last weekend, I said, hugging may commence. Yeah.